This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is now encouraging everyone with COVID-19 symptoms to get tested. Governor Jared Polis says the state has enough kits to test all symptomatic Coloradans, plus healthcare workers and essential workers who have contact with the public.
I think across our state and across our nation, kids are going to be able to return to school in the fall. It's just not going to look like any other school year, meaning there might be times during the year, if there's an outbreak at a school, that it has to convert to online for a period of weeks.
Polis says there are 32 sites across the state, in addition to normal medical facilities that are offering free testing. The governor says he's confident Colorado schools will reopen with in-person classes this fall. He spoke to Fox News Sunday.
We've been advising people that they should stay at home and self-isolate if they have symptoms. That's what we're changing today. You can stay at home and self-isolate if you have symptoms, but we are now encouraging you to get tested. A month ago, that wouldn't have worked because we didn't have enough tests for people that had COVID-19-like symptoms.
Denver Public Schools and colleges and universities across the state have announced their intentions to try to hold at least some in-person classes in the fall. A restaurant in Rifle has had its license suspended for continuing to let customers dine inside in violation of the state's pandemic rules. The Garfield County Health Department sent a cease and desist order after Shooters continue to operate, defying a previous court injunction. The restaurant is owned by Lauren Boebert, a Republican candidate for Congress. The initial restraining order could be extended, and Boebert could be held in contempt for intentionally ignoring orders. Much of western Colorado is under red flag warnings this afternoon. Around Denver, it's mostly sunny with highs in the 80s. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.